Welcome to the Daily Stoic Podcast, where each day we bring you a passage of ancient wisdom designed to help you find strength, insight, and wisdom in everyday life. Each one of these passages is based on the 2,000-year-old philosophy that has guided some of history's greatest men and women. For more, you can visit us at dailystoic.com. In several of Seneca's letters, he speaks about the power of bloodletting as a medical practice. In one, he actually remarks with some condescension how earlier generations had not yet discovered bloodletting and how they suffered for it. Marcus Aurelius hints at some other medical practices. He speaks of the treatment of an eye disease and how doctors treated it with a bit of egg yolk. We know also that his doctor Galen gave Marcus opium for various pains and illnesses in old age. Needless to say, none of these treatments are accepted or prescribed anymore. It's interesting that the Stoics, who were so good at extrapolating out from the past, didn't take a lesson from this, that so much of what we are certain about today will be disproven in the future, that the so-called wisdom and cutting-edge science of the present is often embarrassingly wrong, and nothing illustrates this better than medicine. Imagine, we used to take really sick people, cut open their veins, and pour their blood out as a form of healing. Do you think it finally occurred to Seneca as he was forced to commit suicide using basically that exact methodology, just how absurd the practice was? The point is, and it's a point well made in Chuck Klosterman's book, But What If We're Wrong?, that we should always be questioning the status quo and the majority opinion, not because it's always wrong, but because it sometimes is. We should be intellectually humble because science and time have a way of humbling us. So too does history and ethics. Seneca thought he was superior to his fellow Romans because he treated his slaves kindly, a distinction we no longer give much credit for. Take it as a fact that much of what we think now will be proven wrong. Much of what we think makes us vastly more informed than the generation of our parents will not hold up well by the time our children are our age. Question everything. Don't be too attached to anything. It's all changing, and we are so, so wrong. Thanks so much for listening. If you could rate this podcast and leave a review on iTunes, that would mean so much to us and it would really help the show. We appreciate it, and I'll see you next episode. Hey, Prime members, you can listen to The Daily Stoic early and ad-free on Amazon Music. Download the Amazon Music app today. Or you can listen early and ad-free with Wondery Plus in Apple Podcasts.
There's a lot of things we know would be good for us. Problem is, we don't have time. It's just tougher. I think therapy is like that. We all know that sitting down, talking to someone, really working on our issues will make a difference. So the problem is finding a therapist, driving across town, all of that, right? And that's where Talkspace comes in, today's sponsor. Because by doing everything online, Talkspace has made getting the help you want easier, more accessible, and more affordable. With Talkspace, you can sign up online and get a personalized match with a provider that's right for you, typically within 48 hours. You can have virtual sessions with your licensed therapist from the comfort of your home. And Talkspace is secure and private, using the latest end-to-end grade encryption to store client information and complying with the latest HIPAA regulations. As a listener of this podcast, you'll get $80 off your first month with Talkspace when you go to Talkspace.com/stoic and enter code SPACE80. To match with a licensed therapist today, go to Talkspace.com/stoic and enter promo code SPACE80, that's 80, to get $80 off your first month and show your support for the show. That's Talkspace.com/stoic, promo code SPACE80.
You know, if I would have applied myself, I could could have gone to the NBA.
You think so?
Yeah, I think so. But it's just like, it's been done. You know, I didn't want to, I was like, I don't want to be a follower. Hi, I'm Jason Concepcion.
And I'm Shea Serrano. And we are back. We have a new podcast from Wondery. It's called Six Trophies.
Woo!
And it's the f***ing best.
Each week, Shea Serrano and I are combing through all the NBA storylines, finding the best, most interesting, most compelling stories, and then handing out six pop culture-themed trophies for six basketball-related activities.
Trophies like the Dominic Toretto I Live My Life a Quarter Mile at a Time trophy, which is given to someone who made a short-term decision with no regard for future consequence.
Or the Christopher Nolan Tenet trophy, which is given to someone who did something that we didn't understand.
Catalina Wine Mixer trophy.
Ooh, the Lauryn Hill You Might Win Some But You Just Lost One trophy. And what's more, the NBA playoffs are here, so you want to make Six Trophies your go-to companion podcast through all the craziness. Follow Six Trophies on the Wondery app or wherever you get your podcasts. Listen ad-free right now by joining Wondery Plus.